Hello, everybody. Welcome to Scott Wrench Podcast. If you haven't been here before, I'm Scott, and this is Mike and John.
Hello.
And we just talk about things, and usually I mess everything up. I did it, Mike, again.
You did a good job.
That was a high five, microphone people. Hey, John.
Scott, where's your sweatshirt?
Yeah, idiot.
There have literally been podcasts where you've yelled at me for not dressing up.
Yeah.
It's true.
But that's because we're usually dressed
I
up.
I have a sweatshirt back there I can grab.
Too late now.
Too late. 10 feet away. I wish I should have a tie too, I guess.
Yeah. Where's your wine, John?
I think the last 8-bit pale ale at the Green Room Lounge.
What is that even?
It's an IPA.
I don't know what that means. Like, I don't understand.
Indiana pale ale. India. No, it's an India pale ale.
Jesus.
I'm a beer
okay.
Brewery tour guide. All right.
So, but it just says pale ale. It doesn't say I. Where's the I?
Well, they're all pale ales.
I don't understand beer. Okay.
It's hot. That means there's a little more hops in them. It's a little more bitter.
That's, why do they make it bitter, John?
You don't drink beer, so why would I begin to explain what beer tastes like?
Because maybe if I understood it, maybe I'd drink it more because I would appreciate the art.
All right, well, name a beer you've had and you've enjoyed. Next topic, exactly. Like, that's all we needed to start with was something so simple, and you couldn't do it.
Red's Apple Ale is kind of okay.
Okay, that's the same bitterness, but not as much taste. It's a malt beverage.
It's
actually an
ale with apple stuff in it.
Don't believe the commercials. It's a malt beverage. It just tastes like it's apple juice.
Yeah, it's delicious. See, I like those. What?
Okay, this is not.
So you don't like beer?
That.
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
That's fine.
I don't even like wheat bread, Mike.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't all bread wheat bread?
I mean, sometimes white.
Still made from wheat.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whole wheat, maybe.
Whole wheat. That's a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are these made of whole wheats? I know that they make things like out of the wheats, right?
They make it out of the wheats.
Yes. They do make things out of wheats.
Or is it barley? Maybe they don't like barley.
No, the hops is what you wouldn't like. The barley's in all beer.
Yeah, I don't like beer, John. We've been over this.
But I'm telling you, the hops gives it the extra taste and the bitterness, which not all beers have a lot of hops. Only IPAs have a lot of hops, and session IPAs.
What beverages do you enjoy?
I like water is good.
Okay.
I like Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Apple juice. Orange juice. Grape juice. Apple.
Let's do this. Okay, so Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That's your standard beer.
No, it's not.
I'm comparing it! Oh. Shut up!
Okay.
I'm comparing it. Don't you say no when I'm making up a thing.
All right.
All right. All right, so Mountain Dew is your regular beer. Say it's just a regular Pilsner.
All right.
It's a regular Miller Lite.
You drink
then,
it a lot.
Like, say, the sugar cane, like, remember the throwback?
Beer? Yeah.
That's like a wheat beer. It's a little different. It tastes the same, but kind of a little different.
But not as sweet.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So then we've got more of like the Code Red is like your session IPA, where it's like a little sweeter. Like, oh, I like this. This is nice. I still like the regular, but the regular like. And then we go all the way to like Whiteout. It's like an IPA.
Ugh. I hate Whiteout.
Then you hate IPAs.
What is Pitch Black in this scenario?
Josiah, would you know what Pitch Black is?
Was it a stout?
It's a stout. Pitch Black's a stout.
Livewire.
Livewire is probably German. Hefeweizen. Yes.
Everyone knows this. What about Voltage? That was the lime stuff when they had
probably a brown.
The lime stuff?
Yeah.
The Budweiser lime.
No. Limerita.
No, no.
Just like
no.
A Limerita.
That's not good.
Their new flavor this year is Watermelonita.
Why?
That was a good. I ever thought you were going to say wow and you turned it into wine.
I thought I was going to say what or wow, but I just said why.
See, don't.
That was a pure question.
That's what I. Okay, so normal margaritas are lime flavored.
Yes.
So, like, hey, let's be smart and call it a Limerita.
Right.
Because it starts, it has an M in it. They forget the R. Limerita.
No, they just knew they were going to do margarita
the
type
G.
flavors. I don't know. They trademarked a thing. I don't know what to tell
there's
you.
There's like a raspberry-rita and then like a
strawberry-rita. Yeah.
Fucking stupid names.
They keep selling them though. I don't know.
That's like saying, hey, do you like what's something that people could buy? Apples.
Cheers. Apples. That's like saying, hey, here's a Red's Apple Ale.
I know.
That's pretty stupid.
But like, let's shit. I'm trying. Okay, so Apple, PPP, let's say a barbecue place has pulled pork,
right?
Yeah.
And they're like, let's throw some apples in and make it sweeter. So it's like app pulled pork.
That's
right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Delicious. But then like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's put strawberries there. Strawberry polka pork.
That is not the same.
That's
thing.
The same as lime.
No.
Strawberita?
No, because there are strawberry margaritas, so it makes sense they would do those flavors, or watermelon margaritas. There's no such thing as strawberry pulled pork.
But then you just go, I would like a watermelon margarita. They don't go, oh, hi, welcome to margaritas. Would you like a watermelon margarita?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I know, but they changed the name to fit their brand.
That's...
Okay, you can just be angry, but it makes sense in the context of flavors.
I don't know how it's a brand if every word is different.
Not every word is different. Just part of it.
Just the main thing. We're not gonna. Well, it's a pizza. You put sausage in it. It's called a sausage papa.
But they can't sell a can. They can't sell a can that says strawberry margarita from Bud Light. Like no one would buy that. They're like, I'll just have a strawberry margarita. But if you say lime margarita, they're like, ooh, this is something new. It's different.
What makes this video game based?
Nothing. It's called 8-bit.
I know. But what is
aren't, aren't video games made of bits? You're the expert on video games.
I know, but what I just don't know how beer goes into
nothing.
Oh, about the beer. Apparently there's also a double IPA or pale ale called 16-bit. So it's like how they're rating their beer.
But what is it like?
Super
in what?
Nintendo was 8-bit.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo was 16-bit.
Yeah, but I don't. What
I thought it was just because it's kind of
Mirai
a very,
Days,
very basic
what?
Beer.
Sorry.
I just thought it was kind of a very basic beer.
Oh. Okay.
So. But I'm just wondering, is like bit barley enhanced tech? Like they have 8 barleys?
I mean, that would be great.
Yeah, your answer is probably correct.
Okay.
I mean, I can Google it later if you
and
want.
And then they could have a 32-bit
barley
PlayStation A.
It's barley enhanced. Enhanced spelled with an I.
Yeah, and then they'll have a Dreamcast, but only released for a week.
That'd be 128-bit, I think.
Was it? I don't know.
I don't remember. Maybe? He, do you know?
That's all I know.
Oh.
As soon as they came out, N64 is like, fucking them out. Too many bits.
Too many bits.
I was down with 16-bit.
That's why I like 64, Nintendo 64. It's like, we're Dreamcast. Fuck. We don't know. We have nothing. We don't have numbers. We don't have numbers.
What did you have for dinner? Are you okay?
I had pizza.
Too much dairy in you.
Nah. I had a big old cup of milk, too.
Then that's way too much dairy.
Well, how is it good?
Why would you have milk with pizza? That's so much dairy. That's like I'm not pooping Friday.
Wait, you said the conversation was oh, too much dairy in you, and you said nah, I had a whole cup of milk too.
But I didn't eat the whole pizza, so I didn't have as much dairy.
Okay. But you still had a bunch of dairy for your meal.
Mm-hmm.
What was the toppings on your pizza?
Sausage.
The fattiest meat. Great.
It's part of a cow, too.
Is it? What?
Sausage.
Yeah, isn't it takes sausage from cows.
No, it's a pig. It's a pig thing.
No, that's pork. Bacon.
What?
Ground beef is cows.
It's not ground beef. It's sausage.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
I would put money that sausage is primarily more from cows than pigs.
No.
Actually, I honestly don't know what sausage is.
Sausage. Sausage, John. Sausage.
Sausage, John. John, a sausage.
It's pigs. You convinced me.
Yeah.
By just saying sausage again.
Okay, for breakfast, you're like, should I have ham, bacon, or sausage? They're all the same animal.
I don't think so. I would never say that.
I did. I just did.
Oh, boy. I would never say that as like a fact. That's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking sausage is a bit... Wait,
somebody
what?
Googles this.
I did. It's pork. Ah!
Damn
it. Unless you get like turkey sausage, but it's pork.
Or chicken sausage. Chicken sausage, turkey sausage.
It's my fault we went on this road.
Pork's okay.
Well, we were talking about dairy, and I was trying to make a connection with the sausage. And
oh, right, cows, right.
But, yeah.
Oh, but the point is, Scott still had a lot of dairy.
That's true.
See, what did you have for lunch?
Hold on, I'm doing homework. Search.
Homework at home.
ZJ gave me homework. What? Searching time.
Yeah.
Done.
All right, so... What did you have for lunch?
Ooh.
What do you mean? Ew.
I don't remember.
What do you mean? It was 8 hours ago.
Think back.
What did it time it?
8, 10 hours ago, maybe?
A sandwich.
So what kind of sandwich?
Roast
sausage.
Beef.
Sausage sandwich. Oh,
okay. Roast beef, which is cow.
Did you have cheese on it? You made it this morning, though, right?
Like no.
You made
I,
the sandwich
no,
this morning? What do you mean, no?
Today.
Oh, is this one of those things where you keep all the ingredients at work and you make it?
Not this time. The bread got old. Today,
oh, sorry, people. You know, he keeps loaves of bread in his workstation in case he wants to make more sandwiches.
Just one loaf of bread.
Yes. Now, what did we learn today is the negative side of that.
What?
We did.
The bread gets old.
No, I found that out like days ago. Actually, I found out months ago, but it's happened numerous times.
Yeah. And you keep bringing whole loaves of bread.
What am I supposed to do? Leave it at home so it gets old there too?
Yes, like a normal person. Leave your loaves of bread at home.
How do you eat a whole bread of how do you eat a whole
loaf of bread?
In a month.
Pretty easily. I mean, there's what, 20 slices? You have two pieces every other day? I feel like that math works out.
But carbs are bad, John.
You just had a pizza!
3/4 of a pizza.
That's worse! You know how many carbs are in pizza? That's like 50% of pizza. And then you had a sandwich. What did you have for breakfast?
Toast?
I'm thinking. Hold on.
Toast with milk.
Pretzels.
No, you didn't. You did not have pretzels for breakfast. How old are you? Like, why? What's lacking concern is, like, I just wanted you to go up to a doctor and be like, Scott, what did you eat today? I had pretzel for breakfast. Nope. Okay. I had a sandwich. What do you have? I don't remember. Well, that's not a good sign at all. It's been 5 hours. What did you have for dinner? Milk and pizza. All right. Well, you have serious health issues. I don't know. Like, why aren't you having vegetables or fruit?
Because I have to go shopping, John. I haven't gone grocery shopping in, like, weeks, and I keep forgetting.
What do you mean, weeks? What are you eating at your home?
And nothing right now.
I go grocery shopping every Sunday. Like, what are you doing every week?
Today, I was like, I don't have anything. I have cheese in my drawer and some carrots.
In your drawer? Like, the fridge drawer?
Yeah.
I'll just keep cheese in the drawer somewhere. No, I'm just going to age these Kraft singles. They'll get better.
I have 2 bags of cheese and then a bag of carrots in my fridge. And that's about it.
Carrots would have been a lot better than pretzels.
Yeah, but they were at home, not in the work.
So you do not eat breakfast at home?
No. How am I supposed to wake up, take a shower, get ready for work, eat breakfast in half an hour?
You wake up earlier.
No.
What time do you get up?
40 minutes early. Wake up 40 minutes early.
40 minutes?
Yes. What time do you wake up?
What time do I set my alarm for, or time do I wake up?
Wake up.
It depends on the day.
Just give me a goddamn guesstimate. This is not the point about the time.
I set my first alarm for 7.
Okay.
Then I set it for 7:10.
Okay.
And another one for 7:20. I usually get out of bed around 7:35.
So why don't you just say 7:35? That's what I asked you.
Sometimes I wake up before my alarm.
All right, so you normally wake up at 7:35 for an 8 o'clock shift?
Yeah.
Okay. Wake up at 7. That's all you have to do. I wake up at 6, and I'm a functioning adult. Like, this, like, these are things that can happen, Scott.
John's a man tonight.
Like, you live, like, this world, like, it's so easy to wake up at 7 o'clock and make some breakfast or just grab a handful of carrots when you walk out the door. That's all you have to do. What, can't you just, what, how about the night before, you just put some in a bag, put it in the fridge, and you just grab it when you leave?
Yeah.
You're older than me! You're older than me! These things should make sense! How to make breakfast quick. That's a simple Google search that would say, like, help your entire life.
You can eat yogurt in the car on the way.
I need to buy yogurt, too. I cleaned out my fridge on Tuesday night because we have garbage the next day.
Right.
I did have to throw away a bunch of food because it was... Actually, quick question. When you make meat, like if you take...
You cook meat.
Yeah.
A week.
You put it... What? A week?
Yeah.
Yeah. You throw it away after a week.
Yeah. That's what I told you.
You told me that...
7 days is a week.
You told me to throw it away...
That's his brother, by the way, Jason. They live together. Who clearly has more knowledge about food and consumption. All right. Okay,
I threw it away on Tuesday. I cooked it in March. I didn't eat it. Like,
what did you cook? What was it?
It was meat. Brown beef.
What time? Like the end of March?
Yeah, like the end of March.
Okay.
So then you kept it until Tuesday, but you didn't eat it for like a while, right?
I didn't eat it for like at least 4 days. Let's see. That's only like 2.5 weeks. John?
That's bad.
What caveman? How did caveman live?
Died a lot. Like, they died a lot. They would go out and search for food, and most of them would be murdered by dinosaurs.
I think.
And then they would come back in and probably get a cut and die of an infection 3 days later. So, that's what most of them did.
Yeah, but they did fine without refrigerators, John.
Right, they also walked 20 miles to find food and then walked 20 miles back. So they're like, oh, meat! And then their bodies kind of just went with it. They still cooked their meat and then ate it immediately because they were starving because they hadn't eaten for a week.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I'm in a weird mood. I just think you can grab some carrots when you leave the house. Look, the rest of your meal is fine. A sandwich? Okay, did you just have a sandwich for lunch?
I can't remember. Maybe.
That's terrible.
I think so.
I remember what I had. Mike, what did you have for lunch?
I had leftover pork chop from last night.
You said you had Oreos and...
That was for dinner tonight.
That's for dinner. But he at least had a pork chop.
I had pork chop.
I remember what I had for lunch. I had some cashews and an apple and a couple pretzels.
Well, it sounds like someone doesn't know how to cook meat, John. Mike. Mike.
Sounds like I should get some pretzels.
Yeah, pretzels. You can get the...
I had an egg sandwich for breakfast.
I drive by McDonald's.
It's... It's an egg with some Healthy Life bread and a slice of Munster cheese. Right? I'll make it.
Yeah, it's...
As a matter of fact, Scott, I just followed John's suggestion and typed into Google how to make breakfast quick. And the first suggestion is quick sausage recipes. You're out of something.
That's amazing.
So wait, I have to make sausage in the morning?
Yeah.
Jesus.
People cook in the morning, Scott. Like, this is not an uncommon thing. People make omelets or eggs or...
Yeah, I do that on weekends. That's what weekends are for. It's called brunch.
I just feel like we brought it up because we were concerned about your processing. I feel like you'd do better if you had some fruit in you and some protein.
Oh, yeah, I love fruit. Okay, here's the dumb thing, too. I like eating fruit, and then people are like, you shouldn't eat that fruit. That's a bad fruit. I'm like, what do you mean it's a bad fruit?
Who's telling you this?
People...
Who are bigger.
And online articles like, bananas are the worst thing you can eat. I'm like, why are bananas?
Sponsored by Mr. Apple McAppleton.
And I told, apparently, apples are bad to eat, too, because they're all full of pesticides. And they're like nature's sponges. They just draw in the pesticides.
Well, yeah, you're not, well, okay. It's better than eating cookies. Like, you can still have an apple, and it's not the best. That's why you're actually supposed to buy the smaller apples when you see them in the grocery store. That means there's less, like, crap in them.
I like the big apples.
I do too. Trust me, I eat them. I'm just saying.
I don't like apples.
What?
Go on record. I don't like apples.
Why?
You're crazy.
Apples are like the potatoes of the fruit world. Okay. Nope. That's not true. No. There's more apples than potatoes, I think. There's like what? Red and brown?
They have a variety of potatoes too. And you can make applesauce or mashed potatoes, yeah.
Oh, and
you can bake potatoes.
Okay, there's brown potatoes, red potatoes, and sweet potatoes.
You can make potato pie. Sweet potato pie, anyway.
That's
true.
You can make like an apple pie.
Shepherd's
pie? Right. No, stick with your original thing. It's right. Apples are the potatoes of the fruit.
I can't think of more than three potatoes. There's
Yukon Gold.
Yukon Gold?
Gold.
Fingerlings? Yes. Where are you making this up?
You can, there's
people
like,
who
little
cook.
Mini potatoes. Like little mini potatoes. Those purple potatoes. Those are...
Maybe reds.
Maybe reds.
I said reds.
Whoa. Okay. It's not a fight. He's helping you.
Baby Reds is just saying, I'm too lazy to wait for them to finish growing.
The point is, apple. Any fruit's good. Like, just eat fruit. Just eat it. Like, it's good for you. It's like good sugar. It helps your body. It's better than anything else you could eat in replace of it.
Okay.
I think the vegetables. Do you have a lot of vegetables usually?
I have a bag of carrots in my fridge.
But like with meals, like did you have any veggies on your sandwich?
Onions, tomatoes, and lettuce.
Good.
That's
good. Can't complain.
I threw away soup that I made in March on Tuesday. And it had corn.
Was it sausage soup?
No. It was the beef that I cooked.
A beef soup?
And it had too much beef, so I put it in a bowl.
Sure.
And
that's not soup. That's just a bowl of beef.
Yeah.
I put it in a bowl. I call it soup. It's in a bowl.
Threw some water in it. And some carrots and just heated it back up.
You know what's weird? You make a hamburger and it tastes good in a bun, but then you brown the beef in a frying pan, you put it in a bun. First of all, it's a mess. And second of all,
you've just taken ground beef and just browned it in a pan and thrown it on a bun?
Well, I mean, I had to eat it.
Why don't you just put it in like a salad or make a wrap or do something else.
Put it in a salad? I've never seen anyone
put... You don't have to take ground beef and just put it in a bun. Like, you don't have
to... I put ketchup on it. Like a hamburger.
Thank God. Well, my argument's done.
It's almost a sloppy Joe, then, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is more of a sloppy Joe.
It didn't have much flavor because I didn't put seasoning on it.
Yeah.
There was just like, it was just like bland
just
beef.
Sloppy meat, not sloppy Joe's.
Yeah. That's very true.
This
is fascinating.
Sloppy Scots?
Yeah. You made slops?
That sounds...
Sloppy Scots.
That doesn't sound right.
You made them.
Just
some old ground beef, ketchup, and a bun. Wait, why do you just have buns sitting around?
They're leftover from Easter.
Wait, when did you make this?
What?
When did you make the sloppy Scots?
Two weeks ago.
All right.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Okay.
Oh, what was on your agenda tonight, Scott?
Oh.
Because we're a half hour in. All right.
Yeah, boy, I have a lot of ideas. Hey, guess what I did, John? Or Mike? I haven't talked to Mike much tonight. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
Sorry, Mike.
How good are you at driving, Michael?
I'm fairly good.
Can you parallel park?
I can parallel park.
Damn it.
Left side or right side of the street.
All right, fucking deleting this thing.
I can too, thank you for asking.
Dude, I haven't parallel parked since I had my driver's test, which was... math ago.
I was going to say that's weird. I was going to say that was going to be weird, but you're a very...
16.
But you're a very anxious person, and you don't like big cities, so I can see why you would never park there.
So like half my life ago was when I first... First and last parallel parked.
That's... You've never even parked on this street?
I pull in when there's two open spots. That's the easy part.
You don't do just one if it's close?
No.
You panic?
I don't...
This street is fairly stressful, the parallel park.
I don't...
It's true, it's one way. It's just, yeah.
I don't panic. I just don't want people to laugh and point out the windows. Because you know you've done that. Where you're like at a bar, like, look at this guy.
No.
Look at this guy. He's trying to park.
All right, all right. Everyone, put your hands up. Raise your hand if you've ever done that to someone. Shit. All right. But that's you. That's your personality enacting what you would do to somebody else. It doesn't mean people do that. Like, I'll never point.
No, people do. A percentage of this small room does. A large percentage.
Shit, I really thought I was going to have a point.
Yeah.
I thought you were too, but no.
Because I know I've been at a bar where you're like, the person's like, oh, I'm going to pull in. And then, like, so they pull ahead of the car.
Let's
then
not
they,
say people. Let's just they, say 20-year-old girls.
Then they back,
like
they,
not say
they
people.
Back in and they're like, oh, I'm still too far on the road. And they pull forward, back up. Pull forward, back up, and they're still like 2 feet from the curb.
Yeah.
And they had that, and eventually, after like 10 times, they give up and they drive away. You're like, oh. Twice in the past like 2 weeks, I went whoop, backed in, pulled forward, fucking nailed it, John.
But you didn't parallel park; you just parked with a bunch of space.
No. This is like a one spot situation, John.
Oh,
like a one spot.
Park. So you parallel
like,
parked?
Yeah, I pulled up beside the one in front, and then I backed into it, and then pulled forward just, and then I was good.
So you parallel parked?
Yeah, John.
You just told us you don't.
I don't normally. I haven't done it in 16 years, but twice in the past 2 weeks, I pulled it off.
Oh, you're saying you're going to get that you have.
So you're good at it now.
So you're fine.
No. I was like, when I was got my driver's test, that was like the thing I got the most points for.
Yeah,
was
everyone
fucking it up. Like when I back up, I go at an angle and then I'm in the middle of the road. That's he said. Don't do that normally, because I was in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen worse.
Yeah, he let me go on my first try. So
I didn't do too.
You did it too?
Yeah.
You're Milwaukee, though, so that was...
Yeah, you did it too, driver's tests?
I did.
Oh.
I'm terrible at, like, official standardized tests. Like, I think my actual driving... You know, you did the written test for driving? I do that 3 times.
I think I must have had to do mine twice.
I know, I panicked.
I don't remember doing it, but I remember that the first time I took it was the day... prom was that night.
Yeah.
And I was going to drive, but I had to get my... And I didn't get it.
Oh, no.
Because the girl I took to prom, she had to drive.
Yeah.
And I remember that. But I don't remember taking the test once, but I must have screwed it up.
I think I mentioned this before on here, but I failed my written test for my temps.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you had to retake it. And I never did. And then I just went in and got my driver's license.
What?
I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. He doesn't legally have his driver's license.
Well, I legally have my driver's license. I just didn't legally have attempts to drive for like for that long.
That's awesome.
So when
I do not remember that. Maybe I was gone that time.
Maybe. I thought that was
failing a driver's test.
That was a good time. Because there's so many questions that don't matter. Like, hey, when should you fucking do this sign? And you're like, I don't know what that sign means.
Like, why are they swearing? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, okay, first of all...
Like, the motorcycle's turning left, and you're going straight. Who has the right of way? I'm like, me, I'm a car.
That's physics class.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I think it's kind of... And not sad, but, like, there's that stereotype of how gym teachers teach sex ed. Stop! What? Don't you shook your head?
I have no idea.
It's on like
about.
Sitcoms all the time. Like, oh, or people talk about it. Like, oh, it's the sex ed from a gym teacher. What does he know? It's like, brr, 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 and then like they make jokes about it.
Okay.
Okay. So that's. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay, but I learned my driver's ed from my gym teacher, which is
really?
Funny. Which is funny because like that's the exact opposite of what gym class is. It's like. Hey, learn how to run the mile. I'm like, we learned. All right, here's your keys. Now you have to drive the mile. You'll never run the mile again.
Yeah.
You'll never run the mile again. I feel like it's like a conflict of interests where like the physical education teacher has to teach you how to drive. That's so weird.
Yeah. I went through the school because my age thing didn't work for something. I don't know.
That was a whole lot of information I didn't understand that.
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of my own work in high school, John. My parents did it. My mom would be like, signed you up for this. I'm like, cool. And then I would go do it.
Wait, what?
Oh, that explains a lot.
What?
So, like, in high school, your parents would sign you up for things, like, that you didn't choose to do?
Well, I mean, I had to learn how to drive.
Oh, well, you made it imply like your social situations were simply because your parents kept signing you up for things.
Or, no, I didn't do anything in high school. I wasn't in anything.
Well, no wonder they signed you up for things. Then I would, get out of our house!
Like, once I moved out, do you realize how long it took me, like, to go to the doctor? Because, like, hey, my parents were like, hey, I got you signed up for the doctor. You got to go to the doctor for this. And I'm like, all right.
So never once when you were out of your house, you just went, I haven't been to the doctor. Should I ask another human being if this is normal? Well, like, that never occurred to you?
No, I did because they kept calling me saying, it's time for your annual checkup. And eventually I was like, all right, fine, I'll come in.
How many years was it?
A year and a half, maybe. Not a big deal.
Okay.
And then I missed one, and like, oh, you should come in and reschedule. And then like the next thing I know, you missed your annual checkup. I'm like, fuck, again. And then I go there, like, hey, take this medication. Like, this is why I don't want to come here.
They want to give you medication. That's probably good.
Yeah.
All right, so. Do you just walk in and they just give you medication?
Sometimes.
You have no vitamin C in you. Are you eating a lot of carbs and dairy?
I... Uh-oh. Hold on. What were we doing? Rewind. Oh, every time I go to the doctor, they're like, hey, time to take your blood. That's why I don't want to go to the doctor, because, like, just they should jam a needle in me. I'm like, if you said, hey, every time you come to the doctor, we'll give you a...
Puppy?
No.
Candy?
Like, if they're like, hey, let's give you some more blood. I'm like, oh, cool. But otherwise, like, I just want to...
Like, that's weird. There's probably air bubbles in there. I'll probably die.
I'll take the puppy.
But, like, okay, you go in there, they already take your money and your time, and then, like, we want more from you. Give us your blood.
They're literally checking to make sure you live longer. Like, that's their entire point of the doctor.
They take your money and your time? How greedy of them.
Yeah. And my blood. I leave there with so less of what I came in with.
Yeah.
But you get to live. Yeah. Like, you know that, like, for the next year, you're okay for now. Like, you're okay for now.
I bleed to death, John.
Everyone on staff can help you.
No.
Everyone. Like, everyone there can assist you.
The best place.
No, I'm saying, what if I leave there and then I immediately get into an accident and then I bleed to death? I'm like, I could have used that extra vial of blood.
And you signed a bunch of papers at the office stating that was fine.
I didn't.
You think a vial of blood is going to save you? You know what? That's like a half an ounce of blood.
Yeah. Not even as much as a blood donation, and you just get a cookie and go, all right, go on with your day. Don't drink soon. Yeah. Like, that's all they do.
You know,
like,
your blood's not fine. I mean, your body produces more blood. Right?
Yeah, eventually. That's why I said as soon as I get out of the doctor's office.
I don't know if you're a half ounce of blood away from dying. I think you'll be
okay. It's the same. But it's the same for anything. That's like saying, oh, I peed a bunch. I can't leave. Like, I just lost liquid in my body, or just like, you're like, oh, I sweat too much. I can't drive. What if I get in an accident? You're losing parts of your body, but it regains.
Yeah, but you don't get into a car accident and go, oh my God, I can't stop sweating.
I'm sure it's
I'm drying out.
I'm sure it's happening. But I'm saying it's the same thing. I think you're very paranoid about losing blood.
And it's not, it's just, it's the metaphor, John. It's not necessarily the.
I don't know if you know how metaphors work.
Another thing that bothers me, it says 8-bit, but it shows Pac-Man, which was not an 8-bit game initially.
Okay.
That's not Pac-Man, he's a tongue.
You put down my Pitch Black.
This isn't Pitch Black.
I know, but it's a callback.
Metaphorically.
Throwback, John. It's called throwback. Yep. I learned about Mountain Dew beer.
You sure did.
So it would be nice if we had more of those songs to keep up.
I know.
Past.
This is what I'm doing. I'm writing down. This is what I did.
We have one song.
I know. I'm
so
writing.
To keep us on task.
I'm writing down.
You wrote. I don't understand. And then Searching Time.
Yep.
We have a second part of that song.
Yeah.
Shut up, John. Why don't you do better?
Yeah, John.
Oh, when I complain about something?
Yeah. Shut up, John. Why don't you do better? Boop, boop, boop.
I wish I had a song.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, Insult Mike song. I'll write that down. Insult Mike. And then, just to be fair, we'll have to have an insult guest. In case Mike or John aren't here.
Right,
shut up.
Shut up, you dumb person. This is why you're not here every week.
I'm not here. Are you here? I'm not here every week. Every week?
Yeah.
Are we doing this podcast every week?
Oh, go. No. We missed a lot of episodes.
I missed like 4 out of the 5.
You missed? No.
Oh, what did you learn? Are we getting to that?
We know. I learned all the things that have happened so far. I've learned, John.
All those are learned.
No, these are the top. These are songs I want to write.
Okay.
Not I want to write. I don't know how to write songs. The top. Okay, the first topic tonight. This.
It's not that much longer, folks. Don't worry. Yeah, it's not like another hour. Don't worry. All right. Another big laugh and we're gone.
Shit! I don't know where my notes went. Secrets. No, I don't have a secret.
Secret. Secret. You tell me. And I'll tell one, and I'll get weird, and then fuck. It's got a secret.
It's my greatest accomplishment.
That
was honestly in my head like a week ago. Just thinking about the podcast, it's just that secret song. I was just like, and that motherfucker. That's so crude, John.
I wrote secret, I wrote decal rip porn, John.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Why didn't you just add a couple words?
R.I.P.
Like R.I.P. or?
Oh yeah, that was when people died on the cars. Stop. Never mind. We can delete that.
I saw a car.
Why is your car in memory of?
That's a little weird.
Yes.
People do that.
Yeah.
Were you not there for that episode either?
No.
Oh, what's his name? Jumble Fungalfuck. Whatever.
I was there either. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we did. You did it. You did it there. You were there. You were there, Michael. You were there.
I saw, you know, they do a little thing with those stick figures of their family?
Yeah.
And then, like, little animals or whatever. I saw one today, and it was like, a family of, like, 6. All those were gone. You could see, like,
the outline?
The outline of them.
Ooh.
And all that remained was a dog. What happened to that family?
Who was driving the car?
I don't know. I imagine the dog. It's at the grocery store. So
finally, you want to take a shift on a drive to Alabama? That's a yes in my book.
I did see one like that, but it was like a little bit away from the side. So like, There's a woman, and then she had two cat stickers. But next to the woman, from the between the woman to the edge of the window, there was a spot that looked like someone had was peeled off. So,
yeah,
I don't know if they're like, "Hey, we love each other," not anymore. Yeah. And it's like, but I got my cats. Yeah.
I saw the worst one I saw was like a family of five, and they all had guns. Like you can buy those where they all have guns on. But I don't want to meet anyone in that car ever.
I don't think they want to meet you.
Probably not.
The other part, I'm bad with names. You know this, Mike. Chris. Shit!
That wasn't a bit, was it?
No.
A demonstration.
I
and then why would you go Mike? Oh, Chris. Like, why would you just go Chris? Like, it was Mike and John. That's okay.
He's Chris.
Like,
yeah. No. Our friend John, not you, the other one.
Bruninch?
Yeah, I always call him Brian.
What does it have to do with Chris?
Yeah, who's Chris?
I don't know.
Chris?
I don't know.
Who's Chris?
Do you know anyone named Chris?
I can't think of any offhand.
Why would you say Chris?
Yeah, I'm so confusing.
I know.
There are three people on stage. You're one of them.
Uh-huh. Dude, I say names all the time.
Yeah, but... But they're people you know, though.
Yeah, but there's lots of Chris's. You have a Columbus.
Do you know anyone named Chris?
We have a...
You didn't think Christopher Columbus was up here, did you?
No. I'm trying to think of anyone who... No, I can't. I could... No, I was going to go to my Facebook page, but I don't think I have any Chris's on there. Chris. Yeah, my friend's brother, Chris.
Were you thinking of him?
No, not right now. I couldn't even think of when I was trying to think of him.
I don't get your brain, man.
Oh, but anyways... I don't remember names well.
Right. Yeah.
So when I make up a name, I'm always afraid that I'll say a porn star's name. So like, oh yeah, that one girl, because like, you would not believe how many Brees are in the porn industry.
I think we can all.
Yeah. That. So I was talking about watching Room, the movie Room with.
Yes,
Brie Larson.
Thought of Brie Olson.
Or any other Brie. I'm like, Brie this. I'm like, and they're like, who? I'm like, oh, did I say the wrong one? I'm always like just.
But here's the thing. You should have zero shame about that because everyone watches porn. So if you went Brie Olson, they'd be like, what? She's in that movie? And then you're like, no. That's
yeah, but
Brie.
If it's like look, my, if look. It's my aunt and she like goes Google, who's Brie Olson?
Then she didn't do that. Yeah.
I don't know. She's dumb.
Then she wouldn't Google that.
Actually, I don't know what aunt I'm talking about.
But here's the thing, Scott. You should not be worried about saying that. If you flub up, just go, and then if they call you on it, you can just be like, I know, I thought of a porn star. What was the
plus,
worst thing?
If they call you on it, that means they know too.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you
worried
about?
What's the problem? Maybe you have something in common then.
Hey, when that happens, just take a deep breath, know it's going to be okay, and then you can masturbate to them later.
Later?
Yes, later.
Don't do it. No, not at that moment. Do not do it at that
moment. Hold on, I got something on my mind. No, start Thanksgiving without me.
I think this is a non-issue. I think you should get
right.
Into that one.
Well, goodbye, porn.
No, don't just quit it all together. But I think, are you ashamed that people are going to judge you for knowing porn names?
I'm just worried that I can't get names normally. That I can't get names normally, so I'm like...
If anything, it's more impressive that you know more porn stars than friends.
It's not impressive.
Like, were you thinking of a porn star named Chris when you said that before?
I don't know.
Who's Chris?
I don't know. It could be Christina.
Chris Evans.
Applegate. I don't know.
Christina Applegate is not a porn star.
The hair girl.
Hair girl?
Shut up. She has hair.
Most women have hair.
She's known for that, yes.
I'm thinking of the movie that she was in with the guy with the, Mustache
you
Man.
You sound like
Broken Teeth. What's, yes. Mustache, Broken Teeth, Anchorman.
You sound like an aunt right now. She was in that movie with that man with the broken teeth.
What?
He's, no.
He's got...
Brie Larson?
He's got broken teeth, though. Will Smith?
That is racist.
See, now I'm worried... Now I'm, like, overcompensating. Not overcompensating. Now I'm worried... Fuck. I'm freaking...
Hey, Scott. You didn't say any porn names there.
Really? Someone's last name is Smith? That couldn't possibly be a fake name.
Why couldn't you just take the compliment? Like, you said... You were trying to say Will Ferrell.
Oh!
You said Will's...
Go ahead. Will.
I got nothing.
No, I was going to say... this is way too late now. But I had an idea. We'll do it next time, maybe. So, because...
When we talked on Tuesday, you had, like, a whole lineup of
I know, and I didn't... And we didn't get to them, John. We didn't get to them. I was going to talk about how I don't understand dating... I was gonna talk. We were gonna talk about things that we do right, And I was going to talk about my phone. My phone, John.
I don't like it.
I know. What the fuck? Done topic. No, okay. Nah, fuck it. It's boring. I There was something there. It's
milk,
still there.
There's milk.
There's just fuzz. I thought it was a bug. No. Okay,
milk hallucinations.
I was gonna say I have friends that when they got their Android phones and I had an iPhone, like, oh, you think you're so great because you have an iPhone? Well, Android's so much better. And then like after a few years, I'm like, I'm gonna give one a shot just to see what if it's how different it is. I had an iPhone for almost 4 years. Not one problem.
Yeah.
This fucker, not even a year, and I had to bring it in to fix twice. Yeah. Piece of angry man. I'm angry.
Okay, but here's the thing. I do remember, because I remember when you got that, we were playing Dungeons & Dragons, and there was a bunch of us with iPhones, and we all went, Scott, why did you not get an iPhone? We all, like, immediately just went, why didn't you keep an iPhone?
Because I saved 90% of what I would have paid. Math? Is that math?
That is math.
Depending on the deal, I guess. Or where you went to. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I want to... Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's not even a Samsung, is it? It's like an LG?
Yeah.
So you're on the third level of phones.
I don't know what that means. From a level you
well,
start
like
on.
iPhone and Samsung are kind of here, but then you go to like the LGs and the HTCs and the Blackberries and like that. I think LG tried to compete. I don't think they have got it down yet, though.
It's fine. It's fine. It
anyway,
just fucking
kind of wrapping up the show.
So I looked up. I did a search on Craigslist.
But you can't search Google for breakfast.
Boy, oh. You can't just go on Craigslist and go, I want breakfast, and someone's like, I'll be there in five minutes.
I bet you could.
Do you want breakfast on your chest? Oh, wrong area.
What are you calling breakfast?
Shit.
So like a Denny's breakfast.
People will shit on your shits for money.
Oh. No, but I like it, the X-Files. I don't know why I said it like an Italian. I like the X-Files. So I typed it in.
I typed it into
the Craigslist, and I'm like, there's two things. One, someone's selling the show, one, someone's selling a whole bunch of comic books. I'm like, I want to buy the comic books. And it's a fucking old woman who I don't know why she has them all. She's like, I'm retired. And I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Well, first
Scott,
of all,
you don't even release these episodes.
Yeah, they're gonna get released anyway. So yeah.
I do.
Wait, have you released these?
Nah, I've released. What do you mean?
I don't get anything on my iTunes feed.
Boy, oh boy, look at this. Yeah, I release one a week,
oh,
John.
Shit. I have not
seen it.
Look at this, my podcast app. Look at that. What was the last one? Look at that. Scott Ruins Your Podcast, episode 203.
Wow.
Scott Ruins the Audience, 10
hey,
days ago.
How many posts did Scott do about it?
Great.
See, all right,
see
the
only two people involved in it don't know that it's
right.
been posted.
Even a text like, hey, iTunes feed is
sure.
back up.
What episode is this, John? Which one is this?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Which
the one
is
that
this?
We're doing right now?
This...
No, you name them later, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This is, okay. This is April's episode. I just posted December's, John. Because we talk about
you're
how.
You say that like we should be proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. You're still 4 months behind.
How long does it take you to post it?
I don't know. Four months? Yeah, 4 months. Obviously.
A lot of
okay, well, these are out, I guess.
Yeah.
Joke's done. All right.
What do you want to do with now?
What?
I get it. I think my brain is stopping to work.
Probably full of pizza and milk.
I was gonna quote Scott Pilgrim, but I couldn't remember the everyone's brain uses 10%, the other 90% are weighed down with curds and whey. I think because curds and whey, did you know in the little Miss Muffet lady, she was eating cheese curds and like the liquid that cheese curds are made of.
Whey?
Curds and whey. That's what she says down. She's like, I'm going to eat fucking cheese curd soup.
Yeah.
And a spider? Cheese? What?
Cottage cheese?
Yeah, cheese, yeah.
Is that what whey is?
No, but I mean, that's what you describe cottage
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese soup is
curds and whey.
Curds
yeah.
But
it's called cottage cheese. It's not called curds cheese.
Back then, they could have changed it to anything. Who knows what they called it?
I'm going to sit down and eat my cottage cheese. Doesn't fit the meter. I don't know.
Oh, you know
it's
what
not first person either.
What? Say the thing again.
You know why? Because they couldn't say Lamarita.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her Tuffet.
Eating her Lime-a-Rita. She grabbed some carrots instead of a sloppy Scott.
And was attacked by
and learned
ferret?
How to date oh. and talk to her aunt.
That's
oh. everything we did. Talk to
yeah, about. I know. I know what you did. I just didn't think it was funny.